subject, this ongoing booty call. Hello, Stephen Shirley. Here's my question. Is it me or do I have it right? I've been seeing this woman and we've been dating for 6 months. She lives in Philly and I live in New York City. My problem is she has a friend, in quotations, some guy named Charles that she met in college, and a few years later, they started having a sexual relationship because she wasn't seeing anyone, but he was. He was a friend with benefits, and then she was seeing someone for 10 years. Then the friend with benefits again. Now we are together, and this guy sends her texts and was calling her. Just last week, this guy sent her a text saying he's not in a relationship, and she responded that she is in a relationship. I told her that men do this because we are checking in on the booty. I told her it's for her to tell this guy not to call or text her and let him know that if she wants to communicate with him, she will call or text him first. She told me he's a friend. I told her he's waiting to hit the booty and just keeps texting to keep the connection. She said she doesn't have to be mean and nasty and tell him not to communicate with her because he understands she's in a relationship. Is it me? Because if this guy wanted to really see her, he would have left this woman because he wasn't married. This is an ongoing booty call waiting to happen. The question you ask is it you? And I have to say, yes, it is you. You are exactly right. And what you're saying. You're exactly right. We talk about this same thing on the show a lot of times. Most recently last week, can men and women really be friends? You're right. This guy, if he really wanted her and if he really wanted to be more than friends or whatever, he had plenty of opportunity to be in her life. Yeah, she is in a relationship. She should respect the relationship. And this friend is just checking in and seeing what's going on with her. You know, probably trying to get with her again, catching her at a weak moment again, perhaps when you guys have an argument or something like that. No, I don't trust this other guy. I think you're exactly on point with your assessment of this situation. And I think she, if she doesn't, you know, listen to you and take your feelings into consideration, she's jeopardizing the relationship that she has with you. Steve?
First of all, ladies, listen to men when they're telling you about men. If you hear a letter on this show from a man telling a woman about another man, you got to listen real careful because a lot of important information is passed out in this letter. Because the guy that wrote this letter is actually exposing the techniques of a player, exposing the techniques. Now, if you a woman and you seeing a man who is seeing somebody else and you're not and you seeing him, you the booty call, you the other, you the sideline hustle, you that thing on a string. You ain't his woman. He ain't got to have no feelings for you. You that thing on a string. And you signed up for that. Yeah. And he cool with it. Mm. The problem is he ain't doing nothing wrong. You know he's seeing somebody else. He done, you number two and you went along for. Problem is he doing what you let him do. The problem is you're okay with you though. He was a friend with benefits. And then she was seeing someone for 10 years. Then the friend with benefits again. So saw somebody for 10 years, that ain't worked, then go back to the sideline hustle. Now we're together, and this guy sends her text and was calling her just last week. This guy sent her six saying he's not in a relationship, and she responded that she is in a relationship. I told her that men do this because we are checking in on the booty. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're just keeping a little bait in the water. Once again, you the thing on a string. I told her, if it's not for her to tell this guy, it's for her to tell this guy not to call or text and let him know if she wants to communicate with him, she'll call and text him. She told me he's a friend, and I told her he's waiting to hit the booty and just keeps texting to keep the connection. That's exactly right. He ain't just a friend. He don't want to be her friend. But she know good and hell well they've been way more than friends. So she says she don't have to be mean and nasty and tell him not to communicate with her because he understands she's in a relationship. He don't understand nothing. You was in a relationship before. He was in a relationship before and you went long with it. The reason he keep pulling and checking on you is because he know you game for this mess. Now, young man, because I'm assuming you young, you got to be early 30s. Here's your deal. He knows that this girl was game for it in the past, so he gonna try to bring it up again. Here's your deal. This is all you got to do. Give her a choice. Give her a choice. You can either have something real, what I'm offering, or you can keep checking in with and being a booty call. But what I'm not going to do as a man is let you drag me into this mess with you. Now, you either through with the guy or you ain't. If you still kicking it, texting him, and y'all been doing nothing but screwing friends with benefits, I'm not going to be a part of that. Because I can find me a woman just as fine as you that wants to be in a real relationship.
That's right.
And I ain't got to be a part of this right here. See, you got to man up at one point. You ain't playing this game right here. She got the what, Tommy?
She gonna lie to him. I'm a booty call expert. She gonna lie to him and say she not dealing with him no more, but then ain't gonna let go.
But then listen to me. She will let go if she wants something real.
She don't want that.
See, how you, boy... That's why you don't do the strawberry letter. You do pranks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.